He said, "How many will be living here with me?" Daniil said,
"There will be myself, of course, and a number of robots."
Bailey thought, he ought to have said a number of other robots. Again, he found it obvious that Daniil had the intention of playing the man thoroughly, even for no other audience than Bailey, who knew the truth so well. And then that thought popped into nothing under the force of a second, more urgent one. He cried, "Robots! How many humans?"
"None, Partner Elijah."
They had just stepped into a room, crowded from floor to ceiling with book films. Three fixed viewers with large 24-inch viewing panels set vertically were in three corners of the room. The fourth contained an animation screen. Bailey looked about in annoyance. He said, "Did they kick everyone out just to leave me rattling around alone in this mausoleum?"
"It is meant only for you. A dwelling such as this for one person is customary on Solaria."
"Everyone lives like this?"
"Everyone."
"What do they need all the rooms for?"
"It is customary to devote a single room to a single purpose. This is the library. There is also a music room, a gymnasium, a kitchen, a bakery, a dining room, a machine shop, various robot repair and testing rooms, two bedrooms."
"Stop! How do you know all this?"
"It is part of the information pattern," said Daniil smoothly, "made available to me before I left Aurora."
"Jehoshaphat! Who takes care of all of this?"
He swung his arm in a wide arc.
"There are a number of household robots. They have been assigned to you and will see to it that you are comfortable."
"I don't need all this," said Bailey.
He had the urge to sit down and refuse to budge. He wanted to see no more rooms.
"We can remain in one room if you so desire, Partner Elijah. That was visualized as a possibility from the start. Nevertheless, Solarian customs being what they are, it was considered wiser to allow this house to be built."
"Built?" Bailey stared. "Wait, you mean this was built for me? All this? Specially?"
"A thoroughly roboticized economy."
"Yes, I see what you're going to say. What will they do with the house when all this is over?"
"I believe they will tear it down."
Bailey's lips clamped together.
"Of course, tear it down. Build a tremendous structure for the special use of one Earthman and then tear down everything he touched. Sterilize the soil the house stood on, fumigate the air he breathed. The spacers might seem strong, but they too had their foolish fears."
Daniil seemed to read his thoughts, or to interpret his expression at any rate.